the opera. Indeed, he was perhaps the most unfortunate of those whose ships were in the repairer's hands, for he had contrived to send no less than 2 separate vessels into dock, so that he had a double set of slow, devious, stupid, corrupt, incompetent officials, tradesmen, and artificers to deal with. The first was the Worcester, a worn-out 74-gun ship of the line that had very nearly come apart in a long, fruitless chase of the French fleet in dirty weather. And the second was the Surprise, a small, sweet-sailing frigate, a temporary command in which he had been sent to the Ionian while the Worcester was repairing, and in which he had engaged 2 Turkish ships, the Torgud and the Kitabi, in an extremely violent action that had left the Torgud sinking, the Kitabi a prisoner, and the Surprise full of holes between wind and water. The Worcester, that ill-conceived, ill-built coffin ship, would have been much better broken up and sold for firewood, but it was upon her worthless, profitable hull that the dockyard spent all its slow, creeping care. While the Surprise lay in limbo for want of a few midship knees, the starboard knighthead and bumpkin, and 20 square yards of copper sheathing, while her crew, her once excellent crew of picked seamen,